The Bible says, "Every wise woman buildeth her house, but the foolish plucketh it down with her hands." Christian homemaker, for the next 5 minutes, let Bennett Peters Jones share with you some spiritual helps for building rather than battering your home. Here now is Sunshine on the Soap Suds.
As is probably true with you, the errands of any week demand my doing a good bit of driving around town. Although the errands are highly practical in nature, they can also be highly spiritual by inference. That certainly was the case one day last week. My list of errands for the afternoon was quite short. It only had on it two places. First, I needed to go to the bank to make a deposit, and then I needed to go to the shopping mall. At the mall, I had several small items that I needed to purchase, one for an upcoming shower and another for a scheduled wedding. And finally, at the mall, I needed to make a payment on a layaway item. In running the errands, I followed a very familiar route and a familiar routine. First, I drove to the bank, since that was the farthest point from home. Then, I would work my way back toward home. At the bank, I followed my standard practice of driving in, stopping at the bank window, then driving out the back exit, around the block, so that I could catch the traffic light to facilitate my getting out onto the main traffic artery. It was at that moment I had a frightening experience. It happened at the intersection. There was a green light, so cautiously I entered the intersection and made my left turn toward the shopping mall. All the while I was entering the intersection and making the turn, I was checking visually for what other cars were going to be doing. But suddenly, just as I straightened out onto the main street, I heard behind me and to my right a screech of brakes. I realized I was absolutely helpless to avoid a possible collision. There was no way I could pull left into the oncoming traffic. So, out of the corner of my eye, and partially in the rearview mirror, I noted what was happening behind me. A car, driven by an elderly man, had run the red light coming the other way. He was in my lane. When he saw me, he braked hard and started swerving toward and then away from me. And for a seemingly endless amount of time, he was weaving back and forth, closer to me, away from me, closer to me. Finally, his brakes locked, the car slid sideways, and stopped. And both cars were safe. Obviously, as I proceeded down the street, I was very badly shaken. My mind kept repeating that I had been in the right. I had had the green light. He had run the red light. But you know, that fact wouldn't have protected me. That fact, my being in the right, wouldn't have made me any less injured or dead had there been a collision. Since that close call at the intersection that day, I've mulled over its spiritual applicability. Dear Christian lady, being right doesn't exclude you and me from dangers. We're traveling life's roads, and those roads are fraught with dangers, the dangers that every person alive faces. But to each of us, his born-again children, God's Word gives this comfort and assurance. He will give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways.
Listen daily at this time for Sunshine on the Soap Suds with Bennett Peters Jones, originating from Bob Jones University in Greenville, South Carolina.